Kind of like coming home, isn't it, Walt?
It is.
Am I in your chair?
Yeah, actually, that was my chair. And Brittany was one of the lovely ladies who produced my program when I was here.
Well, she'll take that any day,
and
won't she?
She was good, and she still is good.
She's still very, very good. I'm thrilled to have her with me for a couple of weeks here. Walt, you're here not just to stop by and say hello, which I would have loved as well, but you've decided, as of yesterday, you're throwing your hat in the ring for state representative.
Yeah, I'm running in the city of Lansing. Unfortunately for Ingham County, all three of our legislators, our representatives, are term limited. Mark Meadows in East Lansing, Barb Byron from Onondaga, and Joan Bauer from here in Lansing. And I'm running to replace Joan Bauer. Not replace her, succeed her. You can't replace Joan. She is a treasure. And term limits are something that make me crazy. I've always been against them. It's providing me with an opportunity that I hadn't anticipated. But I think it's a real tragedy that we're losing such quality people representing us.
Well, and that is true. As we said off the top, broadcast journalist, communications consultant with businesses and government and education throughout your career. I always hate the numbers game, but you've been active in this community for 45 years. We're not going to play the same on my end. We're not going to play that same game.
I think you were 1 year old when we met.
Well, that I'll take. What is all of this experience in government as well? You were senior advisor to Speaker of the House, Bureau of Public Affairs Director, Michigan Commerce Department, Governor's Council on Jobs, Economic Development, Public Affairs Director. When you put all that together, why is that taking you in this direction, and what is that experience going to do for you?
Well, first of all, it's sort of like when you moved into this seat here. You came in here not just because you're a good announcer and a good interviewer, but because of all the experience and all the people that you had met over the last 2, 3, 4 years. Shall we use that word to be
delicate? We're not going to add zeros.
We won't add zeros to that. But you know a lot of people, and you know a lot about what's going on in this community, and that's really important, especially with term limits. I've always been a part of state government in some way, either as a reporter or as a public relations consultant or as a journalist or as a talk show host. But it's always, to me, I've always been like a spectator. Even if I was sitting in the press box, I was still just a spectator. I want to get into the game because I see what's going on right now. You were just talking with the man I hope to call Mr. Speaker next year or in a year and a half, Dick Hamill. And I agree with virtually everything that he said. And I'm very concerned about the direction that we're headed in right now. I think the governor has just got it wrong. He talks a lot about best practices in a lot of things, but what he is, the substance behind what he says are best practices have been proven not to be best practices in government. It's not the same as business. It's a different animal when you're talking about government.
But he's talking about reinvention and restructuring. Is that not what he's doing?
Well, yeah, but you can reinvent and destroy, too. Remember the new Coke?
Yeah.
That was a reinvention.
That didn't work.
It didn't work. And, you know, around town, other radio stations have changed formats. They've reinvented themselves, and all of a sudden they decided to go country or do this or do that, and they failed. Reinvention isn't necessarily a good thing. What to me makes sense, and I want to do things that have been shown to work, and that is, and what has been shown to work around the country is investing in yourself in the key areas. You don't just throw money at problems, but you invest in the things that have been shown to work. First and foremost is in having a brighter workforce through education, not just the K-12 system, but also higher education, the two-year institutions, the four-year institutions. We have been cutting spending to the point where right now we've got the second lowest level of support for higher education in the nation. We should be ashamed of that.
Well, when we're talking about budget times that are kind of unprecedented. Was it being done right before Rick Snyder got here? We were in trouble then.
A lot of that was out of our control. It was the national economy plus the demise of the domestic auto industry. Two things have happened that the Snyder administration and the state will benefit from. First of all, the president had the courage to save the auto industry despite polling that showed him it was unpopular, despite a Congress that was pretty hostile towards it. But he did it anyway, and that's obviously paying huge benefits for the state of Michigan right now. The second thing is the economy is coming back in Michigan in part because of some of the groundwork that was laid by Governor Engler and some of the groundwork that was put in place by Governor Granholm. And so we're getting that investment in the battery industries and the new technologies and the jobs of the 21st century. But I talk with a lot of employers who complain, yeah, I've got jobs, but I can't fill them because the workforce doesn't have the education. It's especially true in IT around here. It's a terrible situation. And we're running at capacity at LCC, at Michigan State University, at the vocational schools in the area. We've got to do something about that. We've got to have a smarter workforce and the jobs will come.
So in terms of, you mentioned that the president was unpopular for the bailout of the auto industry, trying something that was unpopular. Couldn't you say Rick Snyder's doing the same thing, trying something
that's
unpopular?
Well, you can be unpopular and be wrong and unpopular and be right. And in the case of President Obama, it was making an investment in something that made sense for America, which is basically our manufacturing, whereas Governor Snyder is really applying the same sort of tactics that he and the other leaders at Gateway Computer used that ultimately drove that company into oblivion. You know, they basically operated Gateway on the cheap and saw the stock fall from like $85 a share down to $1.90, and they ended up selling it out to a Chinese company, Acer, and for all practical purposes, Gateway has disappeared because of the philosophy that he's bringing the same philosophy to state government. Do things on the cheap. Get our state employees to work for less. Get our school teachers to work for less. Make our school teachers do more by raising classroom sizes, which is not a best practice, and on and on and on.
What about the you said that he – that we're heading in the wrong direction. You said we have to do what works. What works? The investing in education and infrastructure?
Infrastructure is critical. We can't even meet the matching requirements for our roads to get the federal money that we're sending elsewhere as a result. We need to invest more in quality of life because more and more businesses are geography independent. They don't have to be anywhere because of the internet, because of the change in how business is done. And we have to keep this as attractive a place to live as possible. Lately with the weather, you know, it seems to me that would help a lot. But there's a lot of reasons why people locate here. And by cutting, all that does is turn us into a place where people will turn their back increasingly on us.
Now, you mentioned, of course, off the top as well, we talked about you having been on the outside advising or reporting on. It's a little easier to do that than to do the job you're looking for. To be the one in the game is going to be a little more difficult.
Yeah, second guessing is always a lot of fun. I'm good friends with George Perlis. And George always, on Sundays, we'd always laugh about how everybody knew exactly what he should have done on Saturday.
Absolutely. Your wife, Megan, what did she say when you sat down and said, hey, I think I'm going to do this?
She just looked at me and said, of course.
That didn't surprise her at all, did it?
No, it didn't surprise her. And she is incredibly supportive and helpful. And it's interesting, when we got married, she was totally non-political, apolitical. She ignored government. And I'll tell you now, we'll sit there and we'll be watching CNN or MSNBC, and she'll be screaming at the TV.
You've got to raise a lot of money in the next several months.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. I actually got my first campaign contribution through PayPal earlier today from a good friend of mine and got several other commitments. But we're talking, I mean, they'll probably be, with all the candidates that will end up running, they'll probably be a quarter to $500,000 spent on this race just in the primary.
And is it because of everybody term limited and stuff? Are you expecting there to be a big field here working?
Yeah, everybody's known for 5 years. Joan Bauer wasn't going to be running next year.
So everybody's been getting it together.
Waiting. I think we'll end up with a field of 6 to 8 candidates before it's over.
Wow. You're ready to do this?
Oh, it's fun. I love it. I love talking with people. And it's, in some ways, it's more rewarding than sitting in here where you're just talking into the airwaves. And as much fun as it is, and it does make people return your phone calls, it's great. But I don't have to worry about the fact that we're coming up to news, which is exactly what's happening right now.
See,
when I'm talking to people one-on-one.
Yeah, you know way too much. We're a little less than a minute out for that. You and I ran into each other once, and you said, I'm listening to you, Cheryl, and I'm hearing that you're hitting the hard brakes. So
yeah.
You know how hard that can be sometimes.
Oh, it can be horrible.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I am not surprised either. I mean, seeing you out and about and listening to and having conversations and seeing you with folks having conversations, I'm not all surprised either.
Well, when you got opinions on everything, you might as well be proud of them and try to put them into effect one way or another.
And you know a lot of folks, and you're not afraid to talk to them, and they're sure not afraid to talk to you.
It's great to have a tremendous team of advisors, and I've got some of the best in the world advising me.
And a website?
www.sorg4rep.com.
People can go there and get more information. Walt Sorg, always a pleasure to see you and talk with you. Thanks for coming in the studio.
Thank you, my dear.